This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Wow, Taryn, are you forgetting to do something? Oh, there we go. Whoa.
She's a little distracted having to fill in for Danny V on the board.
I guess so, and yeah. Danny's not here to remind her to jump.
Don't knock until you try it, Sarah. Serious business over here.
And it is a Blue Friday. And how do you think we're going to do this weekend?
I think we're winning.
Really?
I do.
Okay, because last weekend, you didn't think that, and you were right.
Right. I thought that, man, the Buffalo Bills are very good. I mean, the Rams are a good team, and they're getting better because, well, they got some guys that are getting healthy. But I don't know. I'm just getting a good vibe of so they're just going to get slapped in the face to be able to turn things around. They got slapped in the face pretty big last week. So I'm probably wrong.
No, don't say that.
But I like going into the weekend with a little optimism. And I watched a lot of their press conferences, and it just seems like the team has a they don't seem like they're just like staring at their shoes and they're being sad. They seem pretty upbeat. So I'm optimistic.
Yeah, they probably have a fire under them.
I would.
I would, too. Let's get to Sam from Lacey. Sam, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Sam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What band had the album The Dark Side of the Moon?
Pink Floyd.
Correct. How many times have the Dodgers won the World Series?
7, 8, 9.
8, yes. What candy has used the slogan, get the sensation?
Starburst?
No.
Pass.
Professor Farnsworth is from what animated sitcom?
Pass.
Who is the current quarterback for the Jets?
Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. What Magic Mike actor recently split with Zoe Kravitz?
Channing Tatum.
Yes. What is the unit for measuring electric power?
Watts.
Yes. Black Friday happens the day after what holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Correct. Who is the main villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella de Vil.
Yes. How many seasons did the sitcom Happy Days have?
10, 11, 12.
11, yes. What candy has used the slogan, get the sensation?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Skittles?
No.
Lemonheads. I don't know.
No. Whoa, I love Lemonheads. That was a blast from the past.
Very underrated candy.
Very underrated. Sam, you got 8 correct, though.
Sam was on fire.
Ooh. Sam, I feel good about this. I think...
Yeah, we'll see.
I think Steve's going to get an an L today.
Uh-oh.
And I think you had one earlier, so that would be amazing.
Well, I'm trying to get mentally ready and be forever young, so I'm having my Aaron Rodgers cocktail, which is cayenne pepper and water.
You're doing it again.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a thing.
Look what it did for him yesterday. 3 touchdown passes. I didn't do well earlier this morning, so I need to throw a touchdown.
I can taste it for you.
Yeah, I went a little heavy-handed on the cayenne pepper, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it looks very dark.
It almost looks like a ginger ale.
It does. Oh, good luck with that. I hope that doesn't throw you off. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What band had the album The Dark Side of the Moon?
Pink Floyd.
You know it. How many times have the Dodgers won the World Series?
The Dodgers?
The Dodgers.
11?
No.
12?
No.
9.
No. What candy has used the slogan, get the sensation?
Starburst?
No.
Get the sensation. Nerds?
No.
Get the sensation. Skittles?
No. Professor Farnsworth is from what animated sitcom?
I'm not doing very well. This cayenne's not helping. Scrooge McDuck?
No.
Rugrats?
No.
Teletubbies?
No. Who is the current quarterback for the Jets?
Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. What Magic Mike actor recently split with Zoe Kravitz? Correct. What is the unit for measuring electric power?
Watts.
Yes. Black Friday happens the day after what holiday?
Thanksgiving.
You know it. Who is the main villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella de Vil.
Yes. How many seasons did the sitcom Happy Days have?
5.
No.
7.
No.
9.
No.
Damn it.
Steve.
3.
No.
Oh.
You got 6 correct, which is a loss, 8-6. Sorry, your Fountain of Youth did not work.
Go, Sam. Sam, I am.
Nice job, Sam. Right on.
He knew that the Dodgers just received their 8th World Series. He guessed Lemonhead, Forget the Sensation, which is an underrated candy, and that wasn't the answer. But I also think this is an underrated candy as well. York Peppermint Patty.
Oh.
Get the sensation. And then you got like the goosebumps. It. Yes, because it's minty. Professor Farnsworth is from?
No idea.
Futurama.
Futurama.
And he knew that Happy Days had 11 seasons.
11?
11,
they did,
yeah.
11 seasons?
I know. It's a lot.
Damn.
Right? Well, congrats on losing.
The Seahawks are playing this Sunday against the Rams at home. But why did one player start making animal noises during his press conference?
Is it raw? All right.
We'll tell you all about it after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
On Wednesday, during the Seahawks press conferences, Jaron Reed was speaking to the media about that altercation he got in on the sidelines between him and Derek Hall.
And that's because he got that late hit on Josh Allen, and a lot of people were upset. I mean, fans were very upset because that just kind of screwed him out of what looked like it was going to be a situation where the Seahawks were going to be able to get the ball and not give up any points, and they ended up coming down, I think, and getting a touchdown, if I remember correctly. So it just kind of went downhill because of that late hit.
And this is some audio of Jaron Reed talking about it.
I mean, for one, emotions are in football, right? But we talked about what Josh Allen could do all week with the flopping and everything, and it was like a bonehead play.
I didn't know that, like, Josh Allen was known for flopping. I don't watch a lot of Bills games, of course, but, like, in that situation, I don't think he was flopping. Like, he got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, it was bad.
And it was like a bonehead play, but I just wanted to let him know that, you know, we can't do that in that time. That was a critical play, a critical time in the game. And, you know, when you do stuff like that, it leads to explosives. That's what we're trying to eliminate. And so that's all we was talking about. And all the other extracurricular activity that went on, that's just being two guys who care about football. Look, D-Hall is my guy. He's one of my friends on his team. Our parents are cool. We're still cool. There's no love lost.
I think that is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I never even thought that. Like, okay, the parents are hanging out. They're having a barbecue, watching their sons play some football. I wonder if they were hanging out while that fight happened. And then
scuffle.
The dad of Jaron grabbed the dad of Derek. You raised your child wrong. Yeah.
You tell your kid.
There's no love lost. You know, it just happens. And we talked about it right afterwards. And, like, we're just two, like, alpha males. Everybody out there is an alpha male.
No Sigma males.
Any Omegas?
No Sigmas on the Seahawks.
And it happens. You got to move on to keep playing. That's what we did.
Maybe Jake Bobo. Jake Bobo feels pretty humble.
Oh, absolutely.
As we learned, that's what Sigma is all about. Yeah.
Jaron went on to...
I've also, real quick, like...
Oh, sure.
I'm glad he talked about that, because I think, like, a lot of, like, people have never played in sports. I mean, obviously, if you're in your workplace, like, here we're never going to get into a situation where, like, you're going to grab, like, Sarah and start shaking her. Like, what did you do? You asked a beat Migs question wrong. Like, it's not accepted. But I think in those situations, like, that just is kind of part of the sport. Like, it's a very intense, violent sport. And I think we make a bigger deal out of it than the players ever do.
Totally. Well, Jaren Reed was also talking about his new teammate, Roy Robertson Harris, and he started making some strange noises while talking about him.
I think he's good for us because, you know, just another guy that can play all along the line, and especially on the edge, give a bigger presence out there. And, you know, it's great to have him in there. And he's a dog. Yeah. And he's, when I say that, I'm talking like only.
I do love our reporters. Like, what does that mean? Because you hear a lot of players keep referring to, like, their teammates as dogs, or even, like, Ernest, was the new player, Ernest Jones, is it the fourth?
Yes.
He referred himself as a dog as well, and then he kind of goes into it a little bit here.
When I say that, I'm talking like on the field, like physical, you know, chirping back and forth. And it's not a quiet guy like that. You're raw. All right. Y'all don't laugh at my.
I wasn't laughing. I'm sorry, Jaren. Didn't mean to piss you off. And we do have a little bit of the coach just talking about, like, you know, the last game, because people were asking him about that. And I think when you hear what he's talking about, I'm not saying, like, you know, all of a sudden, like hand him the Coach of the Year award or anything like that, but he's a rookie coach. He's still got to figure some stuff out. And if I remember correctly, when he was coaching with the Baltimore Ravens as a defensive coach, and he was known for being this, like, genius, the first, maybe not the first season, but for a good part of that first season as him as defensive coach, like, things weren't going all that smoothly. It takes a minute.
Sure.
So here he is talking about the team and just how the season has gone so far.
We're figuring out what we do best, too. And so right now we're not executing at the highest level. And I just feel really confident in our guys. And having another week at the linebacker position with Ernest in here, having a full week of preparation, being healthy up front, we're gonna get it figured out. You know, at some point it's gonna start to click. It's kind of like a puzzle and it all fits together. And look, if I was a fan out there, I'd be wanting to see progress too. Just like as the head coach, we want to see us, you know, grow and become a dominant defense. And we're going to get there. It's just it's a process right now. And you got to be married to the process. You can't skip steps because you want better results. You got to keep going through it, and that's what we're doing.
I like that part. Yeah, can't skip steps. Like, yeah, you gotta have to deal with some of the speed bumps and the roadblocks along the way.
Got to work out those kinks, and I'm not one to kink shame, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also don't forget, you always have to be like this.
You're raw.
That's how you win games.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and you'll win tickets to see comedian Tom Segura at EQC Event Center on April 25th. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we have not yet had a chance to talk with everyone just yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have something on your mind that just needs to be discussed. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Juan is in Tucson, and you want to talk about Halloween candy.
Yeah, how'd your kids do?
Dude, Tatum did really good. She got, I mean, the weird part was we went around the Puyallup and they had like a bunch of businesses open. And I'm pretty sure like the city of Puyallup handed a bunch of candy as like a discount or hooked up a lot of these businesses because she got a lot of Andy's mints and a lot of fruit roll-ups. But the other places, I mean, she got, you know, all the Reese's and all that, but she didn't eat a ton of it. I think she just liked collecting it, thankfully, and didn't really care about eating it.
Really?
My son, on the other hand, was a complete terror last night. The first thing he did when we got back from trick-or-treating, he immediately found the full-size Hershey bar and asked, Mom, can I have this? And I said, okay, but that's your one thing that you get for the right. rest of the night. You can eat this full-size candy bar.
And that's it.
And then he immediately starts sneaking around my parents' house, grabbing other pieces of candy, eating milk duds, M&Ms, little trolley worms.
Like a little junkie? He was hiding from you?
He was out of control. He was hiding under their bed at one point. I had to yank him out of there. He was being very sneaky, and he made out like a bandit, Juan.
What about you, Juan? Did you have some kids? Did you go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, we took our son. We came to Tucson to come trick-or-treating.
And what did they dress up as, first of all?
My son was Jason. And his little friend was, what's that dude from Scream?
Ghostface.
Yeah, that dude.
So they were scary.
This neighborhood we went to was pretty cool. There was like three DJs. One at one street, another one at another street.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I guess it's nice when it's in Arizona and the weather's nice as opposed to here in Washington where it's dumping down rain.
Exactly. Yep. Right now it's going to be 84 today.
Oh.
We're glad to be out of the rain for today.
Did you end up then, if there's DJ spinning, were there also like adult trick-or-treat things? Like, you know, sometimes people hook you up with like Jello shots and stuff.
Yeah, there was. There was. My wife was Barbie. I was Fred Flintstone.
Oh, I love that. Happy Halloween, Juan.
Happy Halloween. You guys have a good day.
Take care, my friend. Somebody had a good question. They wanted to know what you guys think about the chaperone tax for Halloween, meaning that mom and dad or whoever's accompanying the kid that's trick-or-treating, they have to allocate a certain amount of candy to the chaperone.
Well, Barrett already knows that I love a sour candy, so he basically just hands off anything sour to me knowing that I'll be very happy.
Yep.
Dad, on the other hand, is like a chocolate freak, and so Brad will steal Barrett's candy whether Barrett likes it or not.
See, for me, it's the Smarties. Because I know
like
Tatum
is smart.
I know, and you know what? I just saw Jimmy Kimmel in his monologue just clowned on Smarties, and I mean, I've never been more pissed at a late night talk show host than listening to him talk about how Smarties just need to go, and they're the worst. And I think they're one of the best Halloween candies.
But how do you feel about candy corn?
Trash.
So you're going to trash on candy corn, but support Smarties?
Absolutely.
This is crazy talk.
Yeah. So I'll get the Smarties, and I think. I don't know for sure yet, but I think I'll be able to get those Andy's mints. I don't think Tatum's going to care about the Andy's mints.
I'm just not a chocolate mint person.
I was just going to ask, why are you such a hater? You don't like Junior Mints?
No. I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
But Andy's are like the Cadillac of chocolate mints, if you ask me. It's like top notch.
I will gladly give you any Andy's mints that I acquire. Gladly.
Wow. I was shocked how many kids loved, because I was handing out candy, and they loved the Whoppers and the Milk Duds. Those were like crack to all. We ran out of them.
Milk Duds, I think, are trash.
Yeah, I do too.
But Whoppers are fantastic.
They are, but I thought it was kind of like an older candy, you know? Get the malt balls or whatever. I didn't know kids still loved them. I was like, okay.
You know what I think it might be? Is that you almost get like three for the price. Not price, but you know what I mean? Like three for one. Because usually in the bag, there's like a few of them as opposed to like maybe like if you give them like a little like Snickers, like little bite-sized Snickers. I don't know. I'm trying to get in the mind of a child.
Well, and I was the house that was like, you can have a couple. You can have three or four. And they were like, most houses only say I can take one. And I was that's right.
Do you give more candy to the kids that look cooler?
Look cooler and compliment me.
Oh, gosh.
When they... The kids who, which there was only about three, and we had probably 100 kids come by at least. But if they say, I like your zebra onesie, I'm like, take as much as you want.
What a freaking narcissist.
She is.
I love that.
She's like, what about me, guys?
Right? This isn't about you and your adorable outfits, children. What about me, the grown adult that's drinking wine, drunk with my mom and her crazy dog?
Literally, like, an hour went in, and I was like, Mom, no one has complimented me yet. Like, I was upset about it.
You're wearing a onesie.
I still put in a little effort. I don't think a lot of adults dress up answering the door.
No, my buddy Drexel, he's in Oregon, but like he's like a deathmatch wrestler, and he's kind of a scary looking dude. He looks like one of those crazy clowns from like one of those Rob Zombie movies or whatever. Whoa. Like, but he put on full clown makeup too. I'm like, are you trying to scare children? Could you imagine like opening up that door and it looks like just like a horror character's there handing over candy?
We talked to a guy earlier today that scared a kid, and the kid ran off and tripped over his inflatable costume and broke his arm last night.
I'm a sucker for those inflatable costumes.
They're so great.
Me too.
There was someone in Puyallup, or it was called Boo Yallup, and he was a giant chicken. And it was one of those like inflatable ones. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. Tatum was terrified of it, though. Oh, I don't know what she does not like the inflatable costumes.
Well, we hope that everyone had a wonderful Halloween yesterday. Last night, one of the biggest rock stars of all time celebrated the holiday in the strangest way possible while in concert. You're going to hear what he did at 9:50.
The Daily Mix.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
We are joined by Ryan Castle, and one of these things is not like the other.
I have shoes on.
You have shoes? Yes. We did get a text message. Someone says, are you still not wearing shoes? And if so, what do you think about it? It's very comfortable.
Yeah. It is very comfortable. I was really against it before we began this venture, and now I'm on board.
Well, it certainly explains the smell in here.
Well, that's because Steve Miggs still refuses to wash his feet.
It's a little jammy.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and their brand new jam.
Cheesy, little cheesy in here.
Ew. Cheesy and jammy. I like my ladies. God. Last night was Thursday Night Football. Yes, Halloween was going on, but it was a nice way to kind of finish up the Halloween festivities because it was dumping down rain, go inside, and watch Aaron Rodgers drink his cayenne pepper and water drink as the Fountain Youth came alive at the end of the game. He had 3 touchdown passes, and they ended up beating a very good Houston Texans team 21-13. The best part was when they weren't doing well, fans were chanting, sell the team. And then they started doing well. All of a sudden, fans were like, this team's amazing. So there you go. Now they're still in playoff contention. So good for Aaron Rodgers.
Playoffs. We're talking about the playoffs?
Playoffs?
We're halfway there.
Playoffs?
I still contend he's a weird dude.
He is.
Certainly.
He's sitting on the sidelines after he scored a touchdown. He's got his hands in the air. He's looking at God.
Maybe he was listening to Creed.
Right.
You know what? He's not as weird as I thought then.
Maybe he didn't have any boogers to eat.
Oh.
Starbucks is ditching its Olito line, which is the olive oil-infused coffee drinks that customers are calling a legit laxative.
Have you ever had one?
No, sir. So a laxative or a coffee drink?
Well,
I think isn't that one of the points of drinking coffee in the morning anyways?
It kind of does it on its own.
Get the system going there.
That's why you need an additive.
Yeah, you don't need olive oil to help that process.
Well, they debuted this nationwide about 9 months ago after CEO Howard Schultz had pushed the idea saying that it would transform the coffee industry. Well, this is following a trip to Italy that he took.
He wasn't wrong.
He went to Italy and learned that people there drink a spoonful of olive oil every day as a sort of health serum, and thought that this would be some, you know, legendary change to our coffee world, and apparently it didn't work out that way.
Move up the pipes.
Ugh.
Maybe that's why he's former CEO, Howard Schultz. Yeah. Like, Howard, that was a terrible idea. It's like when people were putting butter in their coffee. That was like this trend for a minute, and then it was olive oil.
Yeah, my wife did that.
And did that work out? How was her poop?
Oh my God.
Another question. Probably normal.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Tesla. Apparently, a guy was sharing a video where his car was in full self-driving mode. They call it FSD. And it ended up not working out all that well for him. It hit a stationary deer without braking. It didn't slow down. And it didn't even swerve. So it just full-on just crashed right into this deer. They believe that the car's crash detection and avoidance system didn't notice or recognize the deer, or it just ignored it, which is kind of weird. Because a lot of people are like, yeah, that deer's size is about the size of a small child.
Oh, dear.
Good one.
And nice. Moving on.
Stick around between 10 and 2 for that kind of comedy all day.
This Sunday, the Sounders are hoping to move on in the, take it on the Houston Dynamo, Ryan? Is that what it
is?
Sir. Move on in the second round of the playoffs. They need best 2 of 3, is that right?
Yeah.
So this is game number 2.
Game 2, yeah.
My gosh.
You got it. You got it.
You know I follow footy ball.
I would have thought you had it in your notes there.
Hey, if there's a movie to watch, you know, a bunch of new movies are coming out. Have you heard about the movie The Carpenter?
Yes.
Is it about Jesus?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about Jesus when Jesus becomes a coach for an MMA fighter.
Rad!
This
Boy,
movie,
this is right up your alley.
It's a historical fiction film, which I didn't even know was a thing, set in ancient Jerusalem, where an orphan named Oren learns mixed martial arts while apprenticing under the carpenter himself, Jesus Christ.
To be clear, I was kidding when I said Jesus. Like, I really didn't think for a second that's what was going on. That's great.
This movie's so weird. And it looks serious, but it's not. But there's Jesus saying, I have a certain set of skills. I'll teach you how to fight. And the trailer is just as ridiculous as what I'm saying. And there's an actual movie, and it's out today. So have fun. Go check out The Carpenter. Jesus is the Mr. Miyagi to this Danielson.
Cross
MMA
that one
fighter.
Off your list.
Never thought that would come. Hey, Kraken, they lost four of their last five, but hopefully they'll stop sucking tomorrow. They take on the Ottawa Senators. Hawks are playing on Sunday against the LA Rams. As far as weather, we hit a high of 51 degrees today. It's going to rain. The DMD is brought to you by Jesus. By Jesus Mikes. By Jersey Mikes.
Thank you, Lord, for the sandwich.
Amen.
A sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 back.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.